Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 31, Section 8. Firearms regulated by state, state preemption, injunction, civil penalty, cause of action, violation, classification, definition. A. Except as provided in subsection G of this section, a political subdivision of this state shall not enact any ordinance, rule, or tax relating to the transportation, possession, carrying, sale, transfer, purchase, acquisition, gift, devise, storage, licensing, registration, discharge, or use of firearms or ammunition or any firearm or ammunition components, or related accessories in this state. B. A political subdivision of this state shall not require the licensing or registration of firearms or ammunition or any firearm or ammunition components, or related accessories, or prohibit the ownership, purchase, sale, or transfer of firearms, or ammunition or any firearm, or ammunition components, or related accessories. C. A political subdivision of this state shall not require or maintain a record in any form, whether permanent or temporary, including a list, log or database, of any of the following. 1. Any identifying information of a person who leaves a weapon in temporary storage, at any public establishment or public event, except that the operator of the establishment, or the sponsor of the event may require that a person provide a government-issued identification, or a reasonable copy of a government-issued identification, for the purpose of establishing ownership of the weapon. The operator, or sponsor shall store any provided identification with the weapon and shall return the identification to the person when the weapon is retrieved. The operator or sponsor shall not retain records or copies of any identification provided pursuant to this paragraph after the weapon is retrieved. 2. Except in the course of a law enforcement investigation, any identifying information of a person who owns, possesses, purchases, sells, or transfers a firearm. 3. The description, including the serial number, of a weapon that is left in temporary storage at any public establishment or public event. D. A political subdivision of this state shall not enact any rule or ordinance that relates to firearms and is more prohibitive than or that has a penalty that is greater than any state law penalty. A political subdivision's rule or ordinance that relates to firearms and that is inconsistent with or more restrictive than state law, whether enacted before or after July 29, 2010, is null and void. E. A political subdivision of this state shall not enact any ordinance, rule, or regulation limiting the lawful taking of wildlife during an open season, established by the Arizona Game and Fish Commission unless the ordinance, rule, or regulation is consistent with Title 17, and rules and orders adopted by the Arizona Game and Fish Commission. This subsection does not prevent a political subdivision from adopting an ordinance or rule, restricting the discharge of a firearm within 1/4 mile, of an occupied structure without the consent of the owner or occupant of the structure. For the purposes of this subsection, 1. Occupied structure means any building in which, at the time of the firearm's discharge, a reasonable person from the location where a firearm is discharged would expect a person to be present. 2. Take has the same meaning prescribed in Section 17,101. F. This state, any agency or political subdivision of this state, and any law enforcement agency in this state shall not facilitate the destruction of a firearm, or purchase or otherwise acquire a firearm for the purpose of destroying the firearm, except as authorized by Section 13,3105 or 17,240. G. This section does not prohibit a political subdivision of this state from enacting and enforcing any ordinance or rule pursuant to state law or relating to any of the following. 1. Imposing any privilege or use tax on the retail sale, lease, or rental of, or the gross proceeds or gross income from the sale, lease, or rental of, firearms, or ammunition or any firearm or ammunition components, at a rate that applies generally to other items of tangible, personal property. 2. Prohibiting a minor who is unaccompanied by a parent, grandparent, or guardian, or a certified hunter safety instructor, or certified firearm safety instructor acting with the consent of the minor's parent, grandparent, or guardian from knowingly possessing, or carrying on the minor's person, within the minor's immediate control, or in, or on a means of transportation a firearm in any place that is open to the public, or on any street, or highway, or on any private property except private property that is owned, or leased, by the minor, or the minor's parent, grandparent, or guardian. Any ordinance, or rule that is adopted pursuant to this paragraph, shall not apply to a minor who is 14, 15, 16, or 17 years of age and who is engaged in any of the following. A. Lawful hunting, or shooting events or marksmanship practice at established ranges, or other areas where the discharge of a firearm is not prohibited. B. Lawful transportation of an unloaded firearm for the purpose of lawful hunting. C. Lawful transportation of an unloaded firearm for the purpose of attending shooting events, or marksmanship practice, at established ranges, or other areas where the discharge of a firearm is not prohibited. D. Any activity that is related to the production of crops, livestock, poultry, livestock products, poultry products, or ratites or storage of agricultural commodities. 3. The regulation of commercial land and structures, including a business relating to firearms, or ammunition, or their components, or a commercial shooting range in the same manner as other commercial businesses. Notwithstanding any other law, this paragraph does not. A. Authorize a political subdivision to regulate the sale or transfer of firearms on property it owns, leases, operates, or controls in a manner that is different than, or inconsistent with state law. For the purposes of this subdivision, a use permit or other contract that provides for the use of property owned, leased, operated, or controlled by a political subdivision shall not be considered a sale, conveyance, or disposition of property. B. Authorize a political subdivision through a zoning ordinance to prohibit or otherwise regulate the otherwise lawful discharge of a firearm or maintenance or improvements directly related to the discharge on a private lot or parcel of land that is not open to the public on a commercial or membership basis. C. Authorize a political subdivision to regulate the otherwise lawful discharge of a firearm or maintenance or improvements directly related to the discharge on land that is used for agriculture or other non-commercial purposes. 4. Regulating employees or independent contractors of the political subdivision who are acting within the course and scope of their employment or contract. For the purposes of this paragraph, acting within the course and scope of their employment or contract does not include the lawful possession, carrying, transporting, or storing of a firearm or other weapon. A. On real property that is owned by the employee or independent contractor. B. In or on a private vehicle or craft that is owned or operated by the employee or independent contractor, unless the ordinance or rule violates another applicable federal or state law or regulation. C. Pursuant to Section 12781. 5. Limiting or prohibiting the discharge of firearms in parks and preserves except A. As allowed pursuant to Chapter 4 of this title. B. On a properly supervised range, as defined in Section 13,3107. C. In an area approved as a hunting area by the Arizona Game and Fish Department. Any such area may be closed when deemed unsafe by the director of the Arizona Game and Fish Department. D. To control nuisance wildlife by permit from the Arizona Game and Fish Department or the United States Fish and Wildlife Service. E. By special permit of the chief law enforcement officer of the political subdivision. F. As required by an animal control officer in performing duties specified in Section 9,499.04 and Title 11, Chapter 7, Article 6. G. In self-defense or defense of another person against an animal attack, if a reasonable person would believe that deadly physical force against the animal is immediately necessary and reasonable, under the circumstances to protect oneself or the other person. H. Any ordinance, regulation, tax, or rule that is enacted by a political subdivision in violation of this section is invalid and subject to a permanent injunction against the political subdivision from enforcing the ordinance, regulation, tax, or rule. It is not a defense that the political subdivision was acting in good faith or on the advice of counsel. I. If a court determines that a political subdivision has knowingly and willfully violated this section, the court may assess a civil penalty of up to $50,000 against the political subdivision. J. If a court determines that a person has knowingly and willfully violated this section while acting in the person's official capacity, through enactment of any ordinance, regulation, tax, measure, directive, rule, enactment, order or policy, the person may be subject to termination from employment, to the extent allowable under state law. K. A person or an organization whose membership is adversely affected by any ordinance, regulation, tax, measure, directive, rule, enactment, order, or policy that is in violation of this section may file a civil action for declaratory and injunctive relief and actual damages against the political subdivision in any court of this state having jurisdiction over any defendant in the action. If the plaintiff prevails in the action, the court shall award both 1. Reasonable attorney fees and costs. 2. The actual damages incurred, not to exceed $100,000. L. A violation of any ordinance established pursuant to subsection G, paragraph 5, of this section is a Class 2 misdemeanor, unless the political subdivision designates a lesser classification by ordinance. M. For the purposes of this section, political subdivision includes a political subdivision acting in any capacity, including under police power, in a proprietary capacity or otherwise.